ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम श्री महागणपतये नमः ओम गणानां त्वा गणपतिं हवामहे कविं कवीनां शावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ वासुदेवेन्द्रयोगीन्द्रम् नत्वा ज्ञानप्रदम् गुरुम् मुमुक्षूणाम् हितार्थाय तत्त्वबोधोऽभिधीयते। As I said, in Tattvabodha, the five main topics covered here, and the first topic is the qualifications, and the second topic is analysis of the nature of the individual. What an individual is essentially. Otherwise, said to be Jiva Swarupa Vicharaha or Vyashti Swarupa Vicharaha. And now we have entered into the Jiva Swarupa Vicharaha, where this question is asked, Atma Kaha. That is where we are now. We need to read the text quickly once from the beginning and we'll stop where we had to start today. We'll quickly read the text once so that you will be familiar with the words. Sadhana chatushtaya sampanna adhikarinam moksha sadhana bhutam तत्व विवेक प्रकारं वक्ष्यामः। साधन चतुष्टयं किम्? नित्य अनित्य वस्तु विवेकः, नित्यानित्य वस्तु विवेकः, इह अमुत्र अर्थ फल भोग विरागः, इहामुत्रार्थ फल भोग विरागः, शमादि षट्क संपत्तिः, शमादि षट्क संपत्तिः, मुमुक्षुत्वं च इति, मुमुक्षुत्वं चेति, नित्यानित्य वस्तु विवेकः कः, नित्यवस्तु एकं ब्रह्म, नित्यवस्त्वेकं ब्रह्म, तद् व्यतिरिक्तं सर्वं अनित्यं, तद् व्यतिरिक्तं सर्वं अनित्यं, अयमेव नित्यानित्यवस्तु विवेकः, अयमेव नित्य अनित्यवस्तु विवेकः, विरागः कः, इह स्वर्ग भोगेषु, इह स्वर्ग भोगेषु इच्छा राहित्यम्, शमादि षट्क संपत्तिः का, शमः दमः उपरमः तितिक्षा श्रद्धा समाधानञ्च इति, शमोदम उपरमस्तितिक्षा श्रद्धा समाधानं चेति, शमः कः, मनोनिग्रहः, दमः कः, चक्षुरादि बाह्य इन्द्रिय निग्रहः, चक्षुरादि बाह्येन्द्रिय निग्रहः, उपरमः कः, स्वधर्म अनुष्ठानमेव, स्वधर्मानुष्ठानमेव ధ్యానమేవ తితిక్షాక శీత ఉష్ణ సుఖ దుఃఖ ఆది సహిష్ణుత్వం శీతోష్ణ సుఖ దుఃఖాది సహిష్ణుత్వం శ్రద్ధా కీదృశీ. గురు వేదాంత వాక్యేషు విశ్వాస శ్రద్ధ. గురు వేదాంత వాక్యేషు విశ్వాస శ్రద్ధ. సమాధానం కిం? చిత్త ఏకాగ్రత, చిత్తైకాగ్రత. ముక్షుత్వం కిం? మోక్ష మే భూయాత్ ఇతి ఇచ్ఛ. మోక్షో మే భూయాదితి చ. ఏతత్ సాధన చతుష్టయం. తతః తత్వివేకస్య అధికారిణః భవంతి. తత్వివేకః కః? ఆత్మా సత్యం, తద్ అన్యత్ సర్వం మిథ్యా ఇతి. ఓకే, దిస్ వేర్ వి హావ్ టు స్టార్ట్, బికాస్ ఇన్ ద వెరీ బిగినింగ్ ఇట్ వాస్ సెడ్ తత్వ వివేక ప్రకారం వక్ష్యామః. ద వెరీ బిగినింగ్ ఇట్ వాస్ సెడ్ హియర్ వి షల్ ఎక్స్పౌండ్, అన్ఫోల్డ్, టీచ్ ది మెథడ్ ఆఫ్ డిస్టింగ్విషింగ్ ద ట్రూత్. తత్వ వివేక మీన్స్ ది మెథడ్ ఆఫ్ డిస్టింగ్విషింగ్ ద ట్రూత్. తత్వ వివేక ప్రకార, ప్రకార మీన్స్ ద మెథడ్, ద మోడ్ ఆఫ్ డిసర్నింగ్ ద ట్రూత్. సో నౌ ద క్వశ్చన్ ఇస్ ఆస్క్డ్, తత్వ వివేక కహ? What is tattva vivekaha? What do you mean by saying discerning the truth or discriminative knowledge of the truth? So the answer was given, atma satyam. Atma alone is real. Tadanyat, other than that, సర్వం మిథ్యా ఇది. అదర్ దాన్ ఆత్మ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఎల్స్ ఈస్ మిథ్యా. సో లాస్ట్ క్లాస్ వి అండర్స్టూడ్ వాట్ ఈస్ సత్యం, వాట్ ఈస్ మిథ్యా. సో వాట్ ఈస్ తత్వ వివేక? ఆత్మ సత్యం, తద్ అన్యత్ సర్వం మిథ్యా ఇది. డిస్క్రిమినేటివ్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ or discriminative knowledge means discerning the truth or reality means being clear about the fact that atma alone is satyam, atma alone is real, other than atma, other than that, తద్ వ్యతిరిక్తం, వ్యతిరిక్తం, అదర్ దాన్ దాట్, ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఎల్స్ ఈస్ మిథ్యా. వెన్ యూ సే సర్వం, ద వర్డ్ సర్వం ఇన్క్లూడ్స్ వాట్? ఇన్క్లూడింగ్ యువర్ ఓన్ బాడీ, మైండ్ సెన్స్ కాంప్లెక్స్, ది ఎంటైర్ ఆబ్జెక్టివ్ యూనివర్స్ ఇన్క్లూడింగ్ యువర్ బాడీ, మైండ్ సెన్స్ కాంప్లెక్స్ comes under the category of tat, vyatiriktam, is mithya. What is mithya? Mithya means that which is as though. What do you mean by saying as though? That which cannot be defined, said to be real, that which cannot be said to be unreal also. If something can be said to be unreal, that is not mithya. Okay? Mithya is that which is neither real nor unreal is mithya. What is unreal? That which does not exist at all is unreal. So the universe is not unreal because it exists, because we experience, we enjoy, we perceive, we objectify. So the universe is not unreal. My body is not unreal. Mind is not unreal. The instruments are not unreal. So the entire objective universe, including one's body, mind's complex, is not unreal. It is not non-existent. It does enjoy existence. It is available for experience and objectification, perception. Therefore, it is not unreal. But the problem is, we think it is real. The objective universe, including my body, mind's complex, is not real. This is the fact we do not understand. We don't say it is unreal, but we do not understand it is not real also. What is real then? What is satyam? Satyam, please remember this definition. Real is that which is timeless, which has no beginning, which has no end. Beginningless, endless. In between or what? Beginningless, endless, therefore changeless. That which is always there, beginninglessly, endlessly, changelessly, is satyam. So if it is beginningless, means what? It has no cause. Anything which has a beginning has a cause. And so it has no beginning because it has no cause also. So it is uncaused, causeless, beginningless, endless, changeless. And the important thing, when you say it has no cause, it has no dependence. If suppose the chair is an effect, it has a cause called wood, out of which it has been made, then the form, name and function called chair is dependent on existence of the form chair, is dependent on the existence of the wood, this cause. If anything has a cause, it has dependent existence. If it is so, we have to understand. So the reality, we say, the real is that which has no beginning. It has no cause. Therefore, it has no dependent existence, which means real is that which is of, which is, which has independent existence, means which is of the nature of existence. That's why real is that which has independent existence. So satyam is that which is, which has independent existence. How do we say it has independent existence? Because it has no cause. Why, how do we say it? Because it has no beginning. So not that it has no beginning, it has no end. It doesn't undergo any change. This is what is real. And what is mithya? Mithya is that which is not unreal, which is not non-existent, but which has a beginning, which has an end. But in between beginning and end also, it is subject to change, undergoes changes. And it has no independent existence. Mithya has no independent existence. What's the example we saw previously? The traditional typical example is pot, clay pot, mrit ghataha, mrit ghataha. So mrit, the clay, is the with reference to clay pot. We say with reference to clay pot, don't say clay has no beginning, okay? With reference to clay pot, we say the pot is mithya. Why do you say it is mithya? Because pot is a form which has a beginning. Before the pot was made, it was not there. And after the pot is destroyed, pot, the form will not be there. And in between also, it undergoes changes. I mean what? It becomes old, slowly deteriorates. And then this is, and the pot, the form, name and function, it serves a purpose. It has a given form. But still, the pot, if you remove the clay, pot will lose. The form will lose its existence. Therefore, the form, name and function called pot is mithya because it has no independent existence. It is dependent on the substance called clay. Therefore, with reference to clay pot, clay is satyam and the form, name and function pot is mithya. Please don't stretch the example. It's only to understand. Okay, only to understand. But here with reference to this entire Jagat, when you say entire Jagat, with reference to this entire cosmos, whatever is here, the whole Jagat is Mithya. You're going to understand later on, the entire universe is Mithya. So Anatma Mithya. Anatma means what? Anything, everything other than Atma is Mithya. So when Anatma means other than Atma, everything else is Anatma. Anatma is Mithya. Mithya means there's a time the universe doesn't exist. There's a time the universe disappears. There's a time universe comes into existence. There's a time universe enjoys existence. There's a time universe is not there. It comes and goes, comes and goes. But in between also what? It undergoes changes. Anything in the world is subject to change. Everything in this universe is subject to change. Beginning and change, subject to, undergoes a change. Because undergoing change is the unchangeable nature of the change, the matter here. And this universe does not have independent existence of its own. Nothing in this universe has independent existence of its own. It has dependent existence. Therefore, the entire Jagat is Anatma Prapanchaha is Mithya. And Atma alone is Satyam. For us to understand how Anatma Prapancha, this objective universe, which is non-self, the material universe is Mithya. How to understand this very clearly? We definitely need to understand what Satyam is. What is Satyam? Atma Satyam. The question comes, what is that Atma which is real? What is that Atma? What is that? What is that? What does that word Atma mean? What is the meaning of the word Atma? What is the substance of the substantive Atma, which is real, which has no beginning, which has no end, which doesn't undergo any change, which has independent existence, which is not dependent on anything else in this world for its existence. In fact, Atma is that which lends existence to Mithya. Satyam lends existence to Mithya. Satyam, real Atma. Satya Atma lends existence to Mithya Anatma Prapanchaha. Lending means not by really physically lending, by its mere presence. Just as water by its mere presence lends existence to the form, name and function called ocean. Wood by its mere existence lends existence to the form, name and function called chair. So Atma by its mere existence lends existence to this inexplicably vast universe of five elemental model. Okay, this is Atma. So the question comes, what is that Atma? Now we're going to our today's class. Atma kaha. So we saw last class, I explained to you what is Atma. Now, certain facts, we need to remember certain facts. See, the scripture has this methodology, the method of unfoldment, which is a traditional teaching method of unfoldment inbuilt in the very scripture that is used here in this Prakarana Grantaha. What is that method? I said Drik Drishya Viveka Prakriya. And here an analysis of the individual begins here. Why analysis of the individual begins first, not the analysis of the world first? Because the reality, what is absolutely real? So we can say Satyam is that which is absolutely real. Mithya is that which is empirically real. There's nothing unreal about it. Okay. Satyam is absolute reality. Absolutely real is Satyam. Empirically real is Mithya. Relatively, objectively, empirically real is Mithya. Or you can say Mithya is that which is empirically real, objectively real, relatively real. Satyam is that which is absolutely real. Okay, now, so what is this Atma? So we say Atma is that which is absolutely real. Therefore, absolutely real substance is available for recognition only as the truth of the individual. Second thing, Shastram says repeatedly, reality, that which is absolutely real or absolute reality is implied by these terms, implied by this term Atma. So this word Atma does not directly show you, indicate, or give this vastu. Why? Because what is implied by the word Atma is the most abstract, subtlest. And above all, it is not an object of knowledge. Therefore, Atma has to be understood only, what is implied by the term Atma has to be understood only in terms of its nature. Only in terms of its nature. Therefore, and where can Atma, the absolutely real substance or absolute reality, where can Atma be understood or recognized in terms of its nature? But in terms of which nature? In terms of its nature. Therefore, the Atma is available for recognition in terms of its given nature only as the truth of the individual. Therefore, always individual analysis is important. First, it has to begin with the individual analysis only. The analysis has to begin with the individual only. Start from you. So here it is said, now generally, so what is an individual? Individual is composition of all these many factors constitute an individual being. So here is a sthula shariram, there is a sukshma shariram, and there is karana shariram, and there is atma. And at the same, these three bodies, as I said already, there are only one gross physical body, but rest of the things are given the name body because they indwell this gross body. The subtle aspects indwell the gross body. Subtle aspects together are known by one term, sukshma shariram, subtle body. Similarly, the causal body, why is it called causal body? that which becomes the cause for this physical body to come into existence. What is that which is the cause, which is the cause for this physical body to come into existence? That is said to be causal body. There's no causal body or anything. The cause, okay, is given. Causal body is the name given to that which is the cause for this body to come into existence. Okay, causal body. And the same, these three bodies and with Atma together form what now? All three bodies can be said to be Anatma. What is Atma? Atma and Anatma together constitute an individual. And the same, these three bodies, Anatma, are again further divided into as what? Same, unless differently, as five different koshas, five different layers of personality, which seem to be covering the Atma. Though Atma cannot be covered at all, they seem to be covering the Atma. They're covering the Atma. Therefore, they are as good as the covers. Sheets. Therefore, they're said to be pancha koshaha, five layers of personality. So, five layers of personality, pancha koshaha, or three bodies. However, you say it's the same, anatma, which is material, which are material products, and the anatma. There's also atma. This atma and anatma, atma and anatma in the form of three bodies or five layers of personality are physically inseparable. You cannot, I take this phone from my hand. Like that, we cannot separate. Physically inseparable. If physically separable, we all would have booked an appointment with the doctors to go and get it operated and thrown away. No, that is why it is very difficult. Physically inseparable, physically non-distancible, but cognitively distinguishable. Atma can be distinguished cognitively, but not physically distanced. Okay, it cannot be distanced physically, not separated physically. This Atma, and we do not know what Atma is, but we know Anatma. That we know only gross body. We do not even know our subtle aspects indwelling the physical body. You have to understand, first of all, individual is a composition, a composite of many factors. And of all these, they put together as an individual. From here, we have to discern the Atma. Therefore, the textbook always presents the teaching this way. First, the textbook, Shastram, makes it very clear. It must become very clear what Atma is not. What Atma is not must become very clear. Therefore, it starts by saying what Atma is not. To say what Atma is not, it uses this very technical term, vyatirikta, vyatirikta, distinct. Okay, sthul Atma kaha, sthula sukshma karana sharirad vyatiriktaha. Atma is that which is distinct from gross body. By saying distinct from gross body, what is meant now? Atma is distinct means Atma. So physical body, is it? Atma is not the physical body. Atma is distinct from sukshma shariram, subtle body. Atma is distinct from causal body. It means Atma is free from five layers of personality. And not only that, Atma is panchakosha atitaha san sthula sukshma karana shariraad vyatirikta. अतीतः पञ्चकोश अतीतः पञ्चकोशातीतः सन् अवस्थात्रयसाक्षी वेरी इम्पोर्टेंट अवस्थात्रयसाक्षी This line is very, see, the sthula shariram, sukshma shariram, we are going to see elaborately in the following discuss. But here, avasthatraya sakshi is very important. So what is avasthatrayam? Three states of experience. Trayam means a set of three. Avasthatrayam means tisraha avasthaha. Manasaha tisraha avasthaha santi. The three states of experience form three states of the mind. So mind itself has to be understood only in terms of the state of experience. How do you understand mind? Mind has to be understood only in terms of state of experience. So mind alone obtains here the form of three states of experience. So there's a waking state, Jagrat Avastha, then Swapna Avastha, then Sushupti Avastha. Jagrat Avastha, waking state. Swapna avastha, dream state. Sushupti avastha, deep sleep state. Either a fourth state of experience? No. Definitely you must all remember this. Because some people talk about a fourth state of experience and who well-meaning people, but they confuse you. Okay? Be very careful. I don't want to tell you no. At least we don't know what this fourth set people talk about. It's well and good. It's better you don't know that. There are only three states of experience. And these three states, we saw last class, I told you, they are discontinuous. Any experience is time bound in nature. Any experience is time bound in nature. What is an experience? Every experience, any experience is time bound in nature. There's no such a thing called permanent, beginningless, endless, changeless experience. And experience comes and goes. All these three states of experience also, what each state of experience has a beginning and an end. One ends, other experience begins. Other ends, other experience begins. Therefore, they're discontinuous and mutually exclusive. But here, how for this experience to be there, there must be an experiencer. How can we talk about the states of experience which are discontinuous and mutually exclusive if there is no experiencer? There must be experiencer. Therefore, who is the experiencer of these three states of experience? Because of whose presence experience is possible. Who is the experiencer? Because of whose presence three states of experience is possible. That experiencer, you have to say, I am the experiencer. Because for every mind, isn't it, is object of experience for one's own self. I am the experiencer. I am the experiencer, and then I go through these three states of experience. There is an experience. Therefore, and this I, the experiencer, am the witness. Why do you say it is witness? Because witness does not undergo change, whereas the witnessed undergoes a change. If witness also undergoes a change, then witnessed cannot be witnessed. Is it clear? The witness doesn't undergo change. The witness must be there witnessing the witnessed undergoing changes. Therefore, that experiencer is distinct from the experience. And that experiencer is like the witness. Like the witness. Don't take as a witness. Experiencer is like the witness. Sakshi. Sakshi. And state of experience is Sakshyam. Witnessed. How do we say that? Because the deep sleep state also is an experience. And when you wake up from sleep, you are able to recollect your experience. It means the experience is there. Then experience is what's stored in memory. And you're able to recollect your experience. Able to talk about it. Which means the experiencer who is in the waking state, the same experiencer who is in dream, who is in waking. The experiencer is the same. Therefore, you're able to talk about the waking, deep sleep state experiencer on waking up from sleep. You're able to talk about the dream experience on waking up from sleep. How is it possible? The experiencer was different. Then you cannot talk about the experience. The experiencer is the same. Experience is different. Changes. That is why the very fact you are able to recollect and narrate, talk about the experience is the proof that the experiencer is one and the same. The experiencer obtaining as the waker in the waking state. Experiencer obtaining as the dreamer in dream state. Experiencer obtaining as the one who's asleep in deep sleep state. One and the same. And that Sakshi, witness, experiencer is Atma. We still would not know what Atma is. We only understand here even each state of experience. Atma is witness means Atma is not, Atma is distinct from, different from the changing state of experience. Okay. Even three states of experience also, none of the three states of experience is Atma. Which means we are, what Atma is not is very clear. Even the state of experience is not Atma. Which means mind is not Atma. I mean, Atma is not the mind. Atma is not, Atma is distinct. So witness, avastatriya sakshi, witness. Okay, if Atma is not the three states of experience, then what is Atma? Atma is distinct from the physical body. Atma is distinct from all subtle aspects. Karma indriyani, jnana indriyani, pancha pranaha. Atma is distinct from five sense powers, subtle sense powers. Distinct from five powers of organs of actions. Distinct from five physiological functions. Distinct from even the antahkaranam. Distinct from even inexplicably subtle state of mind in terms of, understood in terms of the state of experience. My God, Atma is not even a state of experience, a state of mind. Why? Atma is the very witness. Which is there without arriving, without departing, without coming and going, without undergoing any changes, without doing anything, just by mere presence, experiencing, knowing, witnessing, the undergoing, the changing, in this changing, discontinuously, mutually excluding states of experience, Atma is always there as the witness. Avastatriya Sakshi. What is that Sakshi? Who is that witness? Who is the experiencer? You say, Satchidananda Swarupa San Yaha Tishtati Sa Atma. That which is there, that which obtains in the form of Sat Chit Ananda Swarupaha. That which is of the nature of. Swarupaha means that which is of the nature of Sat, existence. That which is of the nature of consciousness, Chit. And that which is of the nature of fullness, Anandaha. Oh, Atma is that. What is the witness? Who is the witness? Who is the experiencer here? Experiencer has no form. Witness has no form. No name. No function. It is distinct from all the forms, names and functions. And how can we understand that Atma? If it has no form, it has no name, how can we understand? Only in terms of its nature. Swarupenaiva Atma Avagantavyaha. That is why he says, Satchidananda Swarupaha San Yaha Tishtati. That which is Yaha Tishtati means what? That which is in the form of existence, consciousness, and fullness. Or that which is of the nature of existence, consciousness and fullness. Okay, now what is existence? What is consciousness? What is fullness? We only know the meaning, words here. So, here we have Atma has to be understood only in terms of its nature. Okay, now we will have to understand. So, here comes the little unfoldment. We will be analyzing again later on. See, we have to. In deep sleep state, you cannot know the Atma. When do you do this analysis? For you to analyze the, yourself, you must be awake. In deep sleep state, analysis is not possible. In dream state, also analysis is not possible. Only in the waking state, analysis is possible. Because you must be awake. What does it mean by saying being awake? Being awake means being aware of one's own existence. Being awake means being aware of one's own existence. When you're aware of your own, your existence, you're half awake. You're partially awake. When you're not aware of your existence, you're fast asleep. You're aware of your existence in terms of what you know you are. When you know you are, you have this knowledge of existence of yourself in terms of I am. So you say, I am. When you say, I am, is expression of the manifestation of knowledge. There is knowledge, and you understand what now your mind also in terms of this knowledge. There is the thought arises. When the thought arises, then there's knowledge I am. The thought resolves, the knowledge I am also resolves. Then you are fast asleep. The thought rises, then there is knowledge. The thought resolves, knowledge resolves. Then there is sleep. So this knowledge of the existence of the self, obtaining in the form of thought, in terms of I am, rises, then the knowledge of the existence of the world in terms of the world is also is possible. And whatever you know in the world, any knowledge of any object is possible, only you know you are. If you do not know you are, then there cannot be knowledge of anything in the world. Then knowledge of anything in the world is not possible. You cannot say, I do not know whether I am or not, but I know bread is very tasty. You can say that. No. So to have the knowledge of anything and everything in the world, first of all, there must be knowledge of existence of one's own self in terms of I am. There must be I sense. I sense means what? Knowledge of the self-awareness. Knowledge is one's own self. I am must be there. Therefore, the thought, when it rises, because of the rising of which the self-knowledge, the self-awareness, self-consciousness, knowledge of existence of one's own self is possible, and that thought is said to be the first and the foremost of all the thoughts which constitute the mind. So mind, we are going to understand elaborately later on. So varieties of thoughts, thought modifications, vritti parinamaha, constitute vrittayaha, form the antahkaranam. And what is the first and the foremost of the vritti? The thought which rises, and then first not is I sense, I thought. I cognition. Therefore, instead of trying to know, understand the entire mind, we just go to this I thought, I cognition. And this also is what? This I cognition also, the I sense also, I sense obtaining enough of thought also comes and goes. Oh, how do you say this? It comes and goes because there is a time you are not knowing your own existence. It must be very clear, we have to listen carefully. There is a time you are not knowing your own existence. And when you are not knowing your own existence, there is an experience of deep sleep state. Experience of deep sleep state. You are not knowing your own existence. You do not know you are in sleep. That is when that state of mind, the state of experience is called a deep sleep state. And there is a time you are knowing you are. It's called a waking state. So, which means there's a time you know you are, there's a time you know you are not knowing you are. Which means in deep sleep state, there is ignorance of your own existence. In waking state, there's knowledge of your existence. There's ignorance of your existence. There is knowledge of your existence. But you are knowing in waking state, you are. You are not knowing you are. You're always there. And when you wake up from sleep, you say, I did not know I was. I slept well. I did not know anything. I did not know even I was. And the question is, how do you know that you did not know? How do you know that you did not know? How do you know that you did not know anything? How do you know that you did not know you were? You say, I know. Which means there is a knower, experiencer in deep sleep state. There's a knower experiencer in deep sleep state. That knower experiencer is distinct from the known ignorance. Why? Ignorance is known. Okay, not knowing your own existence is what? Ignorance of existence is in deep sleep state. Knowledge of existence is in waking state. Please listen to me carefully. There's ignorance of existence in deep sleep state. There is knowledge of existence in waking state. So ignorance is known. Knowledge is known. It means ignorance is known, means the knower, you are the knower, distinct from the known ignorance. What ignorance is there in deep sleep state? In fact, whenever there's ignorance of existence of yourself, that is deep sleep state. You do not know you are in deep sleep state, which means ignorance is known to you. You are the knower experiencer. The ignorance is known to you. And when you wake up from sleep, you know you are, which means that there is knowledge of your existence is known to you. So the knowledge of existence is known to you. Ignorance of your existence is your own existence is known to you. Which means the ignorance of existence is object of knowledge. And you are the knower distinct from the knower of knowledge and ignorance. Knower of knowledge of ignorance, existence. Knower of the ignorance of existence, isn't it? Knower of ignorance, knower of knowledge is distinct from the known ignorance and knowledge. And who is the knower? Who is the knower? And the Shastram says, in fact, where does this knowledge I am? This I am, the knowledge of existence of the self, which rises before it rises, we say there's ignorance. Where was it? Where was this knowledge? It must have been somewhere. Where was it? It was there. It was there, unmanifest, and becomes manifest. So it is not newly created. It was already there, unmanifest. It has become manifest. So where does this knowledge rise from? Where does this knowledge exist? Again, there's a time this knowledge resolves. Where does it, knowledge of existence of one's own self, obtaining in the form of a thought, in terms of I am, where does it rise from, where does it exist, and where does it result? We say, when this knowledge is not there, knowledge of existence of one's own self, in terms of I am, is not there in deep sleep state, what is this ignorance of existence of one's own self? And that ignorance of existence of one's own self is known to you. So you are the knower of the ignorance of your own existences. You are distinct from the known ignorance. And therefore, this knowledge, the knower of the knowledge cannot be outside of the knower of the ignorance. Knowledge arises from there only. So who's there? When the knowledge is not there, and ignorance is, who is there? The knower. The knower of ignorance is there. Therefore, this knower is the source of knowledge. Knower of ignorance alone is there. Knower of ignorance is knowing the ignorance. And the knower experiencer is the source of this knowledge, from where this knowledge of existence rises in terms of I am. And who is the knower there? Knower who is distinct from even the ignorance of existence. The knower is distinct from the ignorance of existence. Knower is distinct from ignorant knowledge of existence of the very self. That knower is none other than the reality implied by the term Atma. Okay, that is the reality, yes. And why do you call this reality Atma? Because it is of the nature of all pervasiveness. So what is this all pervasive Atma then, the reality then? Why does it know? Why does it know? Does the reality need to do any work to know? Does it need to make any effort to know? What does it do? Of course, you all understand that you are knowing the ignorance of your own existence in deep sleep state. How do you say that? On waking up from sleep, you can very well say, I was not knowing I was. I was not knowing my own existence. I did not know anything. I did not know I was. You're able to say this, which means you were there experiencing, knowing your own existence. If you were there knowing, experiencing your own not knowing your own existence, and you were there means you are aware of your existence. You're aware of your not knowing your existence. Therefore, you are the knower, and that knower is nothing but the reality. And the reality, why do you say that knower is reality? You are the knower. Knower is the reality. You are the knower. Knower is the reality. Why do you say knower is reality? Because reality knows. Knows. And is knowing an action there? Please tell me, is knowing an action? Very subtle. This is where we must be very, very careful. Is knowing an action? No. Reality is, it knows. Without depending upon any instrument of knowledge. Reality is, how do you know? There is knower. Who is this knower? The knower is the reality. There's no form. There's no name. It does not use any sense organs. In deep sleep state, all sense organs are closed. All of them are non-functional. No sense organ is used. No knowledge of the existence of sense organ. No physical body is used. In deep sleep state, the body you are not aware of the existence of your own self. Where is the question of being aware of the existence of your body and sense organs? No instrument of knowledge is used. No, nothing is used. No action is done. No action is done. No, there's no movement. There's no motion. You just are. You are in deep sleep state. You are. You are. And how do you know you are? You are there as the knower. You are there as the knower of ignorance of your own existence. You are not speaker, you are not seer, you are not hearer, you are not smeller, you are not taster, you are not, but you are there as the knower of your own existence. You are knower of the ignorance of your existence. You are not knowing you are. Which means you are the knower. Mean that knower is reality. The knower is Atma, which is distinct from the known deep sleep state of mind. The deep sleep state experience where there is total ignorance. You do not know you are. Therefore, you cannot know what you are also. You are in total ignorance. You do not know the world is. What are you ignorant of? What is the ignorance there? The ignorance is of the very existence of yourself and the world. There is, in deep sleep state, there is ignorance of existence of yourself and the existence of the world, which is total ignorance. Is there total ignorance in sleep or not? Whenever there is total ignorance, that is what is called deep sleep state of mind. Deep sleep state experience. There is total ignorance. How do you know that? When you wake up from sleep, now you are awake. Now you know 100% you are clear. There is a deep sleep state. When there is total ignorance, there is ignorance of the existence of yourself, ignorance of the existence of the world, and is total ignorance. And total ignorance, how do you say? Because it is known to you, which means the knower of ignorance of existence is distinct from the non-ignorance. Knower of ignorance of existence of the self and the world is distinct from the known ignorance. Knower of ignorance is distinct from the known ignorance. Ignorance is object of knowledge, and the knower of ignorance is distinct from the known ignorance. And for the knower to know the ignorance, there's no instrument is required. No instrument of knowledge is required. Why does the knower know? How does the knower know? The knower knows without requiring any instrument of knowledge, without doing any action, without doing any function. How does it know? Without doing any action, without doing any function, without making any effort, without requiring any instrument of knowledge, the knower knows the ignorance. Ignorance of existence of the self and the world. Okay, how does the knower know? We know. Why does the knower know? Because knowing is its nature. We ask the question, why does the sun illumine? Why does the sun illumine? I don't want sun to illumine. Illumining is the nature of the sun. Why does the sun fire burn? Burning is its nature. So why does the reality know? Knowing is its nature. Understand? Not an action. Knowing is not an action, but it is the nature. Knowing is not karma, but swarupam. Knowing is the swarupam. Now we say, please understand, there is knower who is distinct from the known ignorance of existence, the self and the world. And that knower is not asleep. That knower is ever awake. Being awake is the nature. Being awake is knowing. And knowing is witnessing. Witnessing is experiencing. That is not an action. That's the very swarupam. So you distinguish the knower from the known deep sleep state of experience. And there is total ignorance. Ignorance of the existence of the self and the world. And that knower is Atma. In fact, you are the knower. Knower is Atma. Knower is the reality implied by the term Atma. Now you can take the word what? Atma. You are the knower. Knower is the reality implied by the term Atma. Therefore, you are Atma. And what is the nature? Knowing is the nature. You arrive at the reality in terms of its nature of knowing. How do you stumble upon the reality? Uji Swamiji always used to say, never touch any pen and pens in Vedanta class. Just listen. Because completely you have to be, your attention has to be totally shifted from everything known to the very knower. And who is this absolute knower experiencer? Distinct from even the ignorance of existence of the self and the world. You can't even explain what ignorance is. You can only say there is ignorance. There is ignorance which is subtle. You can't draw, paint and show how ignorance is. You can't describe ignorance. What ignorance? You can understand as ignorance of your own existence. Therefore, the knower, experiencer of the ignorance, total ignorance of existence of the self and the world is distinct. And what is the distance between the knower and the known ignorance? Tell me. What is the distance between the knower and the known ignorance? Can you measure? But still, you can distinguish. The knower is distinct from the known, total ignorance, not distant. Distinct but not distant. That knower is Atma. Knower is the reality implied by the term Atma. And then why does the knower? Why do you say knower? A knower is only a qualification, the title, temporary title attributed to the reality, formless, abstract, subtlest, indescribable, inexplicable. There is something present. There's something because of the presence of which ignorance is known. And that is that this knower is a status, qualification, title attributed to the inexplicably subtlest abstract reality implied by the term Atma, because it knows. And what does it know? Knowing is its nature. Because Janati iti jnanam. Because knowing is its nature, another word is used, it's implied by the term jnanam. janati iti jnanam. Okay, there is reality. You ask this question, who the knower is? Then you stumble up. There's no knower. There is no knower other than the reality. And why reality is called knower? Because knower is just title, temporary name given to the reality from the standpoint of the known ignorance. And now we say that knower is the reality implied by the tamatma, and knowing is the swarupam. Therefore, another term is used, jnanam. That word jnanam alone, there's another substitute for the word jnanam is chit, consciousness. Consciousness is another word for what? It's a chit for another word, knowledge, pure knowledge. What is pure knowledge? Pure reality, which is of the nature of knowing, is pure knowledge. The source of knowledge from which the knowledge of existence of the self obtaining in him of thought in terms of I am rises, in which the knowledge exists, in which knowledge results. And this knowledge being there is known in the waking state. Knowledge of existence of the self in terms of I am being there is known in waking state. Knowledge of the self being not there in deep sleep state also is known. Therefore, ignorance is known, knowledge is known. Ignorance in waking state is known, and knowledge of the existence of the world and the self and the world being there in waking state also is known. Therefore, knowledge also is known, ignorance also is known. And who is the knower of knowledge in the waking state? Ignorance in the deep sleep state. Is it clear? There is knowledge of existence of the self and the world in waking state in terms of I am. Therefore, the world is. And there is ignorance of the existence of the self and the world in deep sleep state. And as the knower of the ignorance in deep sleep state, is the knower of the knowledge in the waking state, and that knower is distinct from the ignorance and knowledge. That knower is pure knowledge, chit. Jnanam. And it is this pure knowledge, pure consciousness, implied by the meaning of the word chit is what? Is of the nature of existence. Why does it exist? Being existent is the nature of awareness, consciousness. Therefore, existence. And it is this consciousness, which is of the nature of existence, is of the nature of fullness, limitlessness. Why? This consciousness doesn't have a beginning. They were not subject to time, doesn't have an end, does not come and go. Consciousness does not come and go, does not begin and end. Consciousness does not undergo any changes. The states of mind change. Witnessed states of mind undergo changes. Even the waking state, the thoughts keep on changing. Okay? The knower is the same. For the knower, consciousness doesn't undergo any change. So this beginningless, endless, timeless consciousness. And there's no place where consciousness is not. no time when consciousness is not. There's no object, no form, name and function which exists independently outside of this consciousness. Therefore, we have to understand this very elaborately. It's not a beginning introduction. And this consciousness is of the nature of fullness, limitlessness. Why? It is, there's never, no time when it is not. No space where it is not. No object which is outside of consciousness. Therefore, it fills the time. It fills the space. It fills all the objects. And it is free from all limitations. Therefore, it is of the nature of fullness. This needs further elaborate discussion and analysis. We will do that again. But now understand this much. Satchidananda Swarupa San Yaha Tishtati. That which is, that which remains, is Atma, which alone is real. Because how it is of the nature of all pervasiveness, we'll be analyzing later on further. But now understand, it is this abstract, subtlest, formless reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, the knower of knowledge and ignorance, which exists independently, which is of the nature of existence, which is of the nature of fullness. It is this reality implied by the term Atma. It is this substance, abstract substance implied by the term Atma, which is of the nature of knowing. That Atma alone is real. Atma alone is real. Because this consciousness has no beginning, no end, no change. It exists independently. Whether the world shines, world doesn't shine. Whether there's knowledge of the existence of the world, knowledge of the existence of the world is not. Whether there's ignorance or whether there is knowledge of the existence. Consciousness is always. Now, reality is always. Reality is in the form of consciousness, in the form of knowledge, by its very nature, by its mere presence, knowing the existence, knowing the knowledge of the existence, knowing the ignorance of the existence, always illumining ignorance and knowledge, knowing the existence, knowledge of the existence, knowing the ignorance of the existence of the world, always reality is. By its mere presence, knowing it is. And yastishtati, in what form does it obtain? In the form of pure knowledge, chit. And it is the pure existence, in the nature of fullness. And this Atma is yastishtati saha Atma, that reality alone is real. It is this reality implied by the term Atma, that Atma alone is real. Okay. It's only introduction, okay? We'll be seeing more. Atma kaha sthula sukshma karana shariraad vyatiriktaha. Panchakosha atitah san, panchakosha atitah san, avasthatraya sakshi, satchidananda swarupa san, yastishthati sa atma. Okay, now what happens before we go start again analyzing the Atma, we want to make sure what this physical body, the outermost layer of personality, is. What is this physical body? No, we must understand this. Of course, we all know it's five elemental product. So Shatam is going to present the question. Sthula Shariram Kim? Sthula Shariram Kim? What is this physical body? Panchi Krita. Pancha Mahabhutaihi Kritam. Only one word I'm stopping. I'm not going to do the next rest of the sentences. Panchikrita panchamahabhutaihi kritam. Kritam is what? You know very well. Participle of kridhatu. Kridhatu karoti. Kritavan akarot karishyati. What's the participle? Krita. Done. Made. Performed. Isn't it? But here krita means made. And shariram is a neutral gender word. Therefore, kritam. This body is that which is made. With what? Made of what? Pancha mahabhutaihi kritam. Made with. Made of. Isn't it? Third case is used. Mahabhutaihi. Pancha mahabhutaihi kritam. Great. Mahabhutani pancha. Space. Water. Space. Air. Fire. Water. Earth. Pancha mahabhutani. So made of elements. Which means this physical body is elemental product. There we stop. Okay? We'll continue. Today, what's your food for thought? No? Ignorance of existence of the self and the world. Knowledge of the existence of the self and the world. And there is knower of the knowledge of the existence. The knower of the ignorance of the existence is distinct, and that knower is Atma. Knowing is this Swarupam. Therefore, that knower is knowledge. Pure knowledge is Atma, which is real. Om. Okay, any questions here? Please see that you all really understand correctly, thoroughly. Any question, any doubt you have in what you're listening to me, what you're listening in the class, please do ask me questions and make it very clear, because I don't want you to have any vagueness here.
In this verse, what does tishtati mean? Does it mean
tishtati means remain?